Today, we are going to commission our church leaders for the year 2022. First, I would like Church Council Chair Denise to come up and introduce Church Council members. And after that, Garland, you just name the committee members.
Good morning. I am Denise Bryson, the Chair of Church Council. First, I want to tell you, in the words of Bayless Kuntz, you are all members of Church Council. There are just a few of us who are voting members. So please come to Church Council and let your voice be heard. Also, members of Church Council are our pastor, Michelle Kim, our lay leader, Garland Harper, our secretary, Peggy Harper, our staff parish relations committee chair, Angie Campbell, our treasurer, Barry Arrington, our financial secretary, Chris Howell, our board of trustees chair, Rob Beard, our finance committee chair, Steve Smallshaw, our district steward, Ada Powell, our membership secretary, Karen Warner, our music minister, David Williams, our buildings and ground team leaders, Carl Howell and Rodney Bell, our nurture team leaders, Chris Howell and Karen Bell, and our outreach team leaders, Belva Sheeler and Bill Rosevier.
On the backside of your insert, you'll see the names of those that are members of committees, committees of nominations and leadership development, Pastor Kim, who's the chair, and yours truly. Members of the class of 2022, Susan Hall, Don Arrington, Cindy Dougherty. Class of 2023, Carolyn Jonkus, Kathleen Knuckles, Lisa Rosevier. Class of 2024, Carol Humphreys, Reba Gerdahl, and Betsy Lane. The Staff Parish and Relations Committee, once again, Pastor Kim and yourself, myself. Class of 2022, Alan Lane and Angie Campbell, who's the chair. Karen Warner and Dan Dougherty, class of 2023. Class of 2024, Mary Smallshaw and Vicki Shackelford. The Board of Trustees, Rob Beard is our chair. Class of 2022, Carl Howell and Rodney Bell. Class of 2023, John Campbell, Susan Hall and Beth Wrinkle. Class of 2024, Peggy Harper, David Shackelford, and Tim Campbell. Committee on Finance, some of these names you've heard before, but we appreciate them serving on this committee too. Steve Smallshaw, Michelle Kim, Garland Harper, Denise Bryson, Angie Campbell, Barry Arrington, Ida Powell, Chris Howell, Rob Beard, Carl Howell and Rodney Bell, Chris Howell and Karen Bell, Belva Sheeler, and Bill Rosevier. And the ministry teams have been mentioned. We thank them for their leadership in the three-team structure that we have here at Centenary.
We also would like to recognize our Sunday school teachers. So Chris and Rodney and Denise and Carl and who else? Garland. Belva Youth, and substitute teacher is David Shackelford. Okay, although we have only one third of this leadership present, one third, is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay, would you stand? Would you stand all your named, you know, both of them named you? Okay. Okay. I would like to read. Okay, just remain standing, please. I would like to read 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 through 3. I exhort the elders among you to tend the flock of God that is in your charge, exercising the oversight not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you to do, you do it, not for sordid gain, but eagerly. Do not lord it over those in your charge, but be examples to the flock.
Jesus gave a variety of gifts to his followers to equip the believers for the work of ministry. Today we recognize and bless those who have been called to the ministry of leading, teaching, and serving. And if you'll join me, we praise God for calling you to serve as leaders of the church and for the gifts and guidance God provides for ministry.
In response to God's love and call, we promise to welcome you, to love you, to walk with you, to wonder with you, and to model for you what it means to live in faith every day. We commit ourselves to serve and lead the church.
We need leaders, teachers, love us, and who will help us respond faithfully to both the joys
and the crises that come with the living through the years. Will you help us continue to grow in faith and to use our gifts in ministry? All leaders, let's read together. In response to God's love and call, we promise to seek to nurture all members in faith and to form and encourage each person to build up Christ's body in this place. Your commitment and support will help us in this ministry. Congregation, together, we have heard your promises and we commit ourselves to support you through our prayers, our participation in education, worship and service, and our friendship and love. Leaders and teachers, may God bless you as you serve the church with your love, commitment, gifts, and skills, so that our church can increase our faithful witness and mission through your dedication. I, along with the congregation, will pray for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit, who empowers you to joyfully serve God's work for his kingdom. God's people say, amen. Amen. Let's just, praise our leaders and teachers with our applause. You may be seated.